The Justice Minister David Ford with us this morning. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So Sinn Féin have made very serious accusations against the police. They talk about a dark side, an old RUC guard. And they've also claimed that the arrest of Gerry Adams was deliberately timed for the election period. Those are very serious allegations.
Well, it's interesting to see that Gerry Adams seemed to pull back a little bit from where some of his colleagues were and some of the accusations that were being made last week. But certainly, as Justice Minister, I'm in regular contact with the police at every level in every part of Northern Ireland. I speak almost daily to one of the senior officers, and I see no sign that there is any dark side left in policing. I see a police service which has very high confidence levels, which is supported by the people of Northern Ireland much better than would be the case for almost any force across the water or on Garda Síochána. I see good work being done policing the present in terms of community policing, as well as dealing with major crime and terrorism, at the same time as the police service has duties to carry out relating to the past, which, for example, has meant that there's now a team of detectives going through the papers relating to Bloody Sunday to follow up evidential opportunities there. So that's the challenge which faces the police. I also think the suggestion about the timing was a political motivation. Frankly, you know what politicians are like. There could have been an accusation There could have been an accusation from some politicians at any time that this was inappropriate. Up to the new year, we had the House talks on. Then we had the party leaders continuing the House talks. There's always a sensitive vote in the Assembly or in the Dáil. We're now in an election campaign. As soon as the election campaign's over, people will be talking about a difficult marching season. The police have to do the job they have to do, and the prosecution service have to do the job they have to do, and the court service have to do the job they have to do fairly and impartially.
So do you agree,
following up whatever opportunities they have?
Do you agree, David, with Peter Robinson, the First Minister, that this was a thuggish attempt to blackmail the PSNI by Sinn Féin?
Well, if I thought that all politicians on the unionist side had an entirely appropriate way of relating to the police, then I might find it easier to agree with that particular remark from the First Minister. It certainly appears that there were some attempts to influence the police, but frankly, Sinn Féin aren't the only people who do it.
What happens now? Because here you have these, the reason I'm focusing on these serious allegations by the Deputy First Minister, by Martin McGuinness, a dark side cabal. Dark forces, all this kind of stuff. For the police to operate and work and be successful in Northern Ireland, they need the support of the nationalist community. The biggest party representing the nationalist community in Sinn Féin is accusing the police of having a dark side cabal, accusing senior officers of timing this to wreck their election chances. So what happens
Adams,
now?
As I said last night, Gerry Adams appeared to row back slightly from some of the comments which were being passed
the
by
the Deputy
other
First Minister hasn't.
The reality is what we need is all politicians to take a deep breath, take a step back, and stop anything which would politicise the justice system in any part of it. And we need everybody to accept that the justice system has to operate independent of politics without that kind of influence, fairly and impartially, which is what I believe we see day and daily in every part of Northern Ireland.
Okay. David Ford, thank you very much indeed.